Blog Talk Radio.
This isn't just a race. This is the championship at Homestead Miami Speedway. There are no shortcuts, no excuses, no participation trophies. The only thing racing faster than the championship for is your pulse. Because when it comes to the championship, nothing else matters. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 20th. Call 866-409-RACE or visit HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Monday night. Same time, but dark now, which gives everybody a later feel. And I'm going to bring my catch can man from Chi-Town. Mark, how we doing tonight?
Oh, you're right, Brownie. Just getting dark so early is tough to get used to. It feels like it's a lot later than it is.
Well, you know, Mark, I kind of think our attendance is going to pick up a little bit because everybody's going to be inside and thinking it's later than what it is. So, you know,
well,
I believe we're going
to
have
good to listen to, Rowdy.
Well, you know, tonight we got Myatt Snyder's going to be on, and Myatt's going to be talking about his new adventure he's got coming up this coming weekend at Phoenix Raceway. He's coming in at 7:10 Eastern time.
It'll be good to have Myatt back. We've had him on before. He's a great interview, and I'm sure everybody out there listening is going to enjoy listening to him again. He's a really great guy, and hopefully he's going to have a great future ahead of him.
Well, you know, there again, Mark, with what we see that's coming up, some of the guys in ARCA, NASCAR's in good shape. Some of these guys need to get ready and retire and move on out of the way because we got some really, really good guys, young guns coming up.
Rowdy, it's almost like we have an overabundance of drivers coming up nowadays. There are a lot of young, talented drivers out there that, if given the right chance, are going to make a name for themselves and push some of these older drivers out of the way.
Well, I think we got Todd back here with us this weekend. Is that you there, Todd?
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Oh, hey, Don. How are you?
It ain't Don, it's Todd. Oh, this is Don. Yeah, I snuck over in the corner.
Oh, are you on break?
Yeah, right. I've been on break for 4 hours.
Well, what's happening in Pulaski there while you're on break?
Not much other than it's turned off cold. Well, cool anyway.
Well, you keep that cold weather up there in Pulaski.
That's right. I was trying to talk to Joey.
Well, Joey's not going to make it tonight. Donnie, he let us know about an hour ago that he's down with some kind of virus, and it's going around. So I don't even want him to call because I'm afraid it might come through the telecommunications lines.
He's the one that could set us straight on Wayne's equipment, whether it's the equipment, the driver, or, you know, he could set us all straight on that.
It's always a combination of those both.
Mark, yeah, I think we can say it's a combination.
Oh, yeah, I just figured I'd holler at y'all. First chance I've had in God knows how long.
Well, that's what happens when you work the second shift.
Good to hear from you, Don.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Mark. You know.
All right.
Glad when you call in.
I guess nothing happens. We might see y'all in Daytona.
Hey, that's a good thought.
That's the plan.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right. Hey, well, y'all be good.
All right, Don.
You too, man. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hey, you're more than welcome. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've had Don already tonight. You know, Don, he works, I don't know if you call it second shift or first shift. I think it's combined to both. I think it's a little of both.
I think it's a little bit
gets off
too,
at night.
Rowdy, and it was good to hear from him.
Yeah, because I think the last time we heard from Don was Talladega.
It was, last time we heard from a lot of folks with Talladega, so they better call in and let us know they're doing okay.
Mark, have you got over that drive? Exactly how many hours did it take you to get from your house to Talladega?
It's about a 9-plus-hour drive, a little over 9 hours, straight through with gas stops and no traffic stops. On the way back, we had a little hiccup, but it was nothing big. The long trip's coming up here in a couple of weeks, so that way we're getting prepared for.
You know, actually, that little hiccup caught Don too. He didn't get home till late. Also, it was same little spot. He got caught up in it also.
Yep. All of a sudden, the traffic just stopped, and you're in the middle of nowhere, and there's nowhere to turn right or left, and you just sit there until the traffic starts moving again. You have no choice.
You're just trapped.
Literally, just literally. Yeah, Jeff missed work the next day because of that.
Well, you know, it's anytime you go to Talladega, whether you're like me, 90 miles away, Monday's still a sketchy day. So you got to let the clouds move out before you can go back to work.
Well, Jeff and I were talking on the way back, and next year he said it's going to be easier and a little better for him, and he's got another week of vacation added on to his schedule. So, yeah, that's an extra 7 days for him to mess around with and get to more races, too.
Mark, you got what you got on your schedule for this coming week? You got anywhere you're going to be racing?
I wish I did, Rowdy. You had to rub it in, didn't you, buddy? It's the old north end up here. It's pretty much closed down. The weather's great. We probably could race, but usually this time of year, we may even have a little snow on the ground, but right now it's just gorgeous out.
Yeah, well, this is just one of those years that's a phenomenal event, I guess. Like you said, probably any other time you've already had heavy frost and some snow on the ground.
It's we're going into mid-November, and we have no freezing weather for at least another week or so. So we'll see what happens. You know, it changes quickly up here. One day it's nice, and the next day it's winter. So that's how it goes.
Well, you know, not a whole lot of breaking news in ARCA, Mark. We're still waiting on the schedule, and probably one of the most exciting things waiting on the schedule is to see who they added for the 21 races instead of the 20 races. They're supposed to have one more race added to it, and I sure hope that's in between Daytona and which I'm pretty sure that's what they're trying to fill that gap between Daytona and Nashville.
Yeah, that's a big gap to fill, and they'd like to do it. And, you know, speaking with some of the ARCA personnel, you know, earlier in the season, when they were talking about the next year's schedule, they'd like to. It's just finding the facility and the right way to do it.
Well, I just got through watching here just a few minutes ago. I watched the Toledo race. I'll tell you what, they had a big crowd at Toledo. Did they not, Mark?
We're going to have to get you to Toledo too, Rowdy. That's just another one of those tracks that you know, is kind of going to be on your must-do list.
Well, you know, that one was one that I was kind of hoping I'd be part of before they took it off the list. Let me see if we got Todd here. Hey, Todd?
Hey, Rowdy.
How are you? I had you confused with Don earlier.
How are you doing?
What's up, Todd? How are you doing tonight?
Well, tomorrow I officially wear my General Tire hat for the first time because I will only wear it for something good. Because, you know, I don't want to get it dirty.
There you go.
So,
well, good for you. Glad you got it.
So today, I'm going on, or tomorrow, I'm leaving at 9 a.m., going on a road trip up by Lake Ontario.
What's going on up
Sounds
there, Dad?
Well, I'm just going up to see some friends before the big snow flies because I haven't seen some people up there in like a year and a half.
Oh, well, then it's about time, Todd. And we're lucky we've got the weather we've got right now because usually we've got a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, we're kind of waiting on Myatt Snyder to call in. Myatt's going to be, of course, this is his second time to the Rowdy Maglite Racing, and he's going to be at Phoenix this coming weekend in the truck event.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll tell you, I just got done getting off Facebook and seeing some of these teams in the hotel parking lots working their hearts out, changing
I
motors.
That.
you know, that's a lot of courage right there to get everything ready while they're on the road in a parking lot. That's some teamwork.
Well, but you know, Mark or Todd, I'd rather be in that parking lot fixing that truck or that car than being on the highway trying to get home and then get back out to Phoenix. I just seem to hang out right there and work out in the wide open. If the weather's out there is what it is here, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's great shade tree mechanic weather, isn't it, Mark?
It has been. Well, at least for you it has been, Rowdy. They got a little bit of that moisture you're looking for in Texas this past day or so. So, yeah, it messed up with yesterday's race quite a bit and in the beginning and the finish. So hopefully it's going to head your way, and you're going to get a little bit of it soon.
Well, we could use some. It's getting closing in to 60 days, Todd, since we've had any rain of any significant value here.
Wow, we've had some good amount of rain here, and today it was like 65, and tonight it's cooled down. It's probably in the 40s.
That's
well,
pretty
I
much what it is here over at Chi-Town, Todd.
I can tell you how you can bring the rain in. If you'll hold a race and put a carnival there at the same time, rain's going to guarantee you're going to hit it.
Yep, and a car wash. Throw that car wash in there, and you're bound to have rain, no doubt.
That's right. That's what we need right now is to hold a race over at Talladega with a car wash and a carnival all at the same time.
Well, except for the car wash, they didn't have the carnival at Talladega, I got to admit. It may not be the one a lot of people think about, but it surely was a carnival.
They had a lot of freak shows going on, that was for sure.
Oh, the sideshows were out, weren't they, Rowdy?
Todd, you got to make it to Talladega, and you got to wear your sideshow costume because there's plenty of them.
Well, from seeing some of the pictures that I was seeing, yeah, there definitely was some sideshows.
We had a good time, Todd. We really did. You'd enjoy it, and we'd love to have you come and join us.
Well, you want to know something, Mark? I did not see a picture of Rowdy in his sideshow outfit.
Well,
because Rowdy is in charge of making sure everybody else saw the sideshows and not himself.
Well, my game, Todd, I tell you the truth, and Mark knows it, my game was a little off at Talladega this race, but that just makes it, it's just going to make it grander in the spring. Spring, really, everybody has cabin fever from being locked up all winter. And it's a different atmosphere, which Talladega is a track all of its own. You can go to all these others, and they can brag about, we've got this kind of going on, and they really don't. They've never been to Talladega, because anybody that's ever been and goes somewhere else, William was at Texas this weekend. He went around to some of the camps, and he's like, this is definitely nowhere close to Talladega. And I've been to several tracks, and, you know, up in Richmond, I don't know, Mark, if you've ever been to Richmond, but if anybody goes to Richmond, you got to stop at Yankeeville. That Yankeeville is one more place to hang out. It's a pretty cool place. The guy walks up, he says, go over and grab you one of those beers out of the cooler. Comes to find out he owns the distributorship for Miller.
So I must have missed it at Richmond when I've been there one time, Rowdy, and I'd like to get back to Richmond. Richmond's a nice little place to go for a race. Great place to go for a race.
Well, anybody that's listening or to hear this, if you ever go to Richmond, you got to go to Yankeeville. I don't care. Just walk around and ask for it. Everybody that's at the track virtually that's been there one or two times knows where it's at, and it's a great. Hey, I can tell you who knows where it's at. Michael Walters knows where it's at. I met Michael there.
Then you know,
and he was
good.
So cordial. Well, you know, everybody jockeying for a picture or an autograph, and he absolutely stayed till everybody quit asking. And I admire
that's
that.
Cool.
Yeah, there aren't many that will do that.
Well, gentlemen,
talking about go ahead, Ty.
Come January, I have to connect up with you, Rowdy, and get everything preset so the second Talladega race, when you guys are going, I can get everything set up to go so I can come down.
You get yourself to Birmingham, and we'll get you to the track and back.
Because, like I said, I'm gonna have to jump on a traveling bus to come down.
You, like I said, Todd, you let us know what time you're getting in, and one way or another, we'll pick you up and get you there and get you back to make sure you get home safely.
But, yeah, it's definitely on my bucket list. I definitely want to do it. So, come January, I want to kind of get everything pre-set up so I'm set to go for it.
Todd, Does Amtrak... anywhere close to you?
I have an Amtrak here right in my town.
Well, Amtrak goes right through Birmingham. I love traveling by train. Yeah,
they
got a bus depot, train depot.
Yeah, do they?
Yes, they do in Birmingham. I think they just have remodeled it, yes.
Okay, because I can stand here in my yard and a block away is the tracks.
Are you just going to jump on and grab a ride? You're going to go to the station, Todd.
I have to go to the station so I get on the right train.
Okay.
But I have to figure out which way is the cheapest way to go, you know, for a round-trip ticket.
Well, I know, Todd, it's been several years ago. I had to have two vehicles at one location, and there was only one of me, so I drove down one to Mobile and was thinking about catching a bus, and somebody says, have you thought about Amtrak? And I'm like, no, I didn't know they had Amtrak. And actually, the train... Only the bus was going to take 12 hours and was $39, and the train was going to take 7.5 hours and was $38. It was $1 difference, and it was really, really nice.
Now, I've taken a train from here in Depew, New York, over to Syracuse, New York, and it's a nice scenic ride.
That'd be an awesome trip right there, Todd, ride Amtrak from New York to Birmingham, Alabama. That would be pretty cool. You get to Birmingham,
yeah.
We'll get you. We got a way to get you here.
And you'll have to let me know what tickets and all that that I need to get so I can get into the track and all that.
We got that handled. You just get here. We can take care of the rest.
Okay.
Yeah, Todd, I rolled into town this year, and Rowdy was there, and everything was taken care of, and if you need tickets, it's easy to get tickets. It's not a problem. I got tickets easy.
Okay, cool. Because I'd like to come out and hang out with you gentlemen and be able to finally meet Tim and Suzanne and be able to see some of the guys and enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you better have your hustling tennis shoes on, Mark, because I'm telling you, or, Todd, you can't see everybody, can you, Mark? I mean, we hustled and hustled and hustled and didn't go to bed at 1:30, 2 o'clock and still and up early, and you still couldn't see everybody.
No, and Friday night, Todd, I hit the wall about 10:30. We were at the dirt track with a friend of mine, and I turned to him and I said, Jeff, this is it. We're leaving. I've had it. I hadn't had much sleep the night before, and I hit that wall hard. I'm not as young as I used to be.
All right, guys, we got Ma on the line, and we're gonna bring him in, and let's talk a little bit of racing with Ma here. Good afternoon, there, Ma Snyder. How we doing?
Doing lovely. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me well?
Are you excited about this weekend, Ma?
I am stoked. So this is obviously, you know, going to be a pretty big race for me. I've been looking forward to this for a really long time now. You know, it's just something that I've been trying to work towards for years, and, you know, it's finally here. So couldn't be more excited.
Well, just kind of let everybody know, Ma Snyder was the driver of Louisiana Hot Sauce number 22 for Cunningham Motorsports during the ARCA season. And, Ma, if you go out and you're successful on that first race in the trucks as you was at the at Toledo, you're in for a big night, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That'll be awesome. I hope I can replicate how I did at Toledo at Phoenix, because that'd be awesome. And it's actually kind of a bit of a hometown race for me. A lot of my mom's family is from Phoenix, or lived near there, you know, and so there'll be a lot of family there out attending the race, so it's going to be a good weekend, I know that.
Well, anytime you have a big gathering of families, that kind of adds a little more excitement to the race, Matt. I know that's going to be a big day for you.
Yeah, for sure.
You're in the 22 Toyota for AM Racing.
That is correct, and sponsored by Louisiana Hot Sauce.
Got to, hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Now, Mark can testify. During the spring, when you come to Talladega, we're going to cook some of them hot wings soaked in that Louisiana hot sauce. They are some more good, wasn't it, Mark?
Oh, that was just a minor part of it. Yeah, they were tasty, and there was a couple of us who couldn't get enough of them, and that was enough to bring Jeff back, I bet.
We cooked, I think it's 15 pounds of chicken wings. And when they were all done, they wasn't nothing left.
That's insane. But, I mean, that's what a Louisiana hot sauce will do to you. It's, always makes everything real good.
Well, it's always been a staple with us camping. It surely, all kidding aside, Louisiana hot sauce has always played a big part in me cooking at the race. And that's one thing that I take pride in is my cooking also. I like to talk, and I like to cook, and I like racing. So that's all three all together that you can do at one time.
There you go.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to turn mine over to you, and y'all talk a little bit of light models.
Okay. Well, you know, Mark, I see your name occasionally. You do some Cars Tour races, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was the... a contender for the championship my first year running it. And I've led plenty of laps in it as well. So, yeah, I've had a very good experience with the cars tour.
Good car counts, tough drivers, good competition, a great way to build your resume up and to do well in a series like that. And they seem to be very successful. Being in the North, I don't get to see them. I just hear about them often. But I always saw your name in the lineups and in the up there in the finishing order. So it's nice to see your progression up in the ranks.
Yeah, for sure. I've enjoyed running the cars tour, especially in the ARCA series. And I'm really looking forward to, making my truck series debut. It's going to be a blast. So I've always just been able to run competitively in everything that I've ran. And so I feel like, it's like AM Racing is going to give me a good piece, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Well, it's a nice track for you to go to and make your first start on. Big enough where you can get the feel of the speed, and yet small enough where it's not like a super speedway where the balance is so critical with the other cars around you. So good luck with that, Maya. I'm sure you're going to have a good run. And do you have any other plans for any short track after Phoenix at all?
Yes, I'm actually running the very next weekend after that. I'm running the Myrtle Beach 400. For the NASCAR Wheel and All American Series. I actually won that race last year, so hopefully I can go 2-for-2. But we'll see. I think my guys definitely give me a really good piece every year, and so we're gonna go out and be competitive. I know it.
Well, good for you. You don't have any plans saying heading to Pensacola then?
No, I don't own a super, but if anybody wants to give me a ride, then that'd be awesome. But.
Well, good luck in the late model stock cars. I always saw your name up in there. So, the best of luck this weekend in the truck. I know you'll do well, and just keep it up. We want to be able to see you just keep progressing and moving on up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, Miles, that's 11-11-16. That's Friday night, Lucas Oil 150. At Phoenix Raceway, and I believe the start time out there is 9:08. Well, here it's 9:18. It's kind of an unusual start time. You have family there. Have you ever been up on Rattlesnake Hill?
I have not, actually, but I've always wanted to.
That's one of my things I want to do when I go to Phoenix. That just looks like a cool place to go and late in the afternoon and watch the sunset and watch a race.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm definitely going to be heading up there to, watch what I can as far as how, everybody drives on track and, just see what I can learn, It's always been a big goal of mine is to learn whenever I can. And so I think being able to go up on that hill and see everything from that vantage point would be a really unique experience.
Well, Maya, you've had a pretty good experience of first time getting when you go to a track, you're able to kind of go out and get the feel of a track pretty quick, hadn't you?
Yeah, and that was always kind of like a goal of mine, especially for when I first started to run the car tours, just to be able to adapt as quick as I could and be able to learn, okay, the track track likes you to run this line or likes you to run that line or likes you to get on the gas here or get off the gas there, just being able to pick up those things as quick as possible and get them down to muscle memory and that's, I think, what helped me. And it helped me out at Toledo for sure, just because I learned it really quickly, and hopefully I can use it again at Phoenix.
It worked at Toledo pretty good for you. Bye.
Oh,
yeah, that worked great at Toledo.
Toledo is such a quick racetrack. You get around so quickly. You need that good driver skill to get around there and get around there fast. So you picked it up pretty good at Toledo, Mayet.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a fun track to run. I liked how I was My favorite part of that whole race was running trying to go for the lead for running against Chase on the top. That was a lot of fun.
Ma, do you plan on being back in the Louisiana Hot Sauce 22 for Cunningham next year?
We're still trying to figure out everything for next year, but everything's looking up, you know. And Louisiana Hot Sauce will definitely be with us, I think. And I'm really looking forward to everything, you know.
Well, that's a great sponsor, Ma. I think you're really blessed to have a great sponsor like that with you. And you've done them justice too, taking them to victory lane.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I've shown what they're capable of doing with, you know, a great team and, you know, some guy who's moving his way up the ranks, and I'm very happy that I've been blessed to have them with me.
Ma, I know your time is kind of limited here, but would you like to tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, my Twitter is at Myatt Snyder, my Instagram is at Myatt_Snyder, and my Snapchat is the same as my Twitter handle, so at Myatt Snyder. I'll be sure to be posting plenty of updates throughout the whole weekend of, you know, when I fly out and everything, and, you know, pictures from the racetrack, and it's going to be a blast, and I'll be make sure to keep everybody updated, so follow me there, and you'll be able to keep up with the whole race.
You don't give everybody, you give your sponsors a shout out also, Matt?
Yeah, of course. Make sure you, if you haven't tried out Louisiana Hot Sauce before, make sure to try it out because it is the spiciest and the best. Trust me, I know.
It's a great way to add some zest to your food.
That's right. Have you guys seen the bold versus spicy ad with me and AJ Allmendinger?
Yes, I have. I like it.
Yeah.
I like
make
it.
Make sure you go and watch that one. It's a great one.
Must have been fun to do too.
Oh yeah.
Well,
Michael, sure.
We're hoping.
Let me ask you guys real quick. Have you guys ever tried a donut dipped in hot sauce? It will change your life.
Not sure. I know
nothing about that. Wow. I don't know if I have or not.
Not.
What about you,
ask
Roddy?
That one more time. Ask me that one more time.
Have you ever tried a donut dipped in hot sauce? Because I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. No, I have. No, I have not. That was, of course,
that
looked insane.
Things. I've never found them, my app.
Was it good, Ma?
Oh, it was delicious.
Okay,
well,
that's got to be added to my list, I think.
Next time I go to Daylight Donuts, I'm going to grab me a donut and come home and try.
There you go. That's all I can hear.
Great suggestion, my man. I love it. Yeah, I'm going to try it too, buddy.
Well, we hope to see you at the ARCA Banquet. Mark and I, we're trying our best to make it to the ARCA Banquet the 10th of December.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, Ma. Anything else you'd like to close out here?
Nope. Just thanks for having me, Roddy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you on your show.
Hey, listen, it's always great to see you. It's always great to see you at the track and appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time and looking for great things out of you, Ma. Can't wait to watch you Friday night on Fox 1.
Thank you, Roddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. You're always welcome to come back. Good luck this weekend.
And for bud. Thank you.
Todd,
I should
have got you on there to ask my question. I'm sorry, man. I think I got thrown off by that donut dipped in hot sauce.
that's okay. I just enjoy hearing the stories, you know, and that's what really makes my day is be able to hear and listen to the different stories. So It's all good here, buddy.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mark and Todd, both of you, after listening to that, isn't it going to be great when these guys start going on up to Xfinity and we get to talk to them about the Xfinity, and then finally, and it's not finally, then one day they're going to move into Sunday slots. Isn't that going to be a wonderful day when they can maybe somehow jockey a few minutes to call us and say hello?
And I never really was. But.
Well, you know, Ruddy, that's why I like collecting the hero cards when these guys are in the lower series, because when they do become big time, I can say I have the autograph when they were in the lower series.
Well, I tell you, you know, Todd, Mark and I think we got a pretty good thing going here, and it's kept you calling back. You know, it's going to be hard, isn't it, Mark? It's going to be hard to compete with what we've done this year, but that's our job. I mean, that's the way we've took on. I'm looking for next year to be even bigger and better. You know,
well,
20
well,
races,
Rowdy, all our
15 of the winners.
Point of time, and you know, heading into the winter is about how we're going to do better next year, and how excited we are about, you know, being in this position.
It's not every day you get to talk to people who want to strive to be somebody someday great, and you know, Miles, one of those guys. It's you know, he works hard now, and someday, hopefully, he's going to be racing on Sunday. That's what it's all about, making it to the big show on Sunday.
And you know, gentlemen, because of you guys, I get to enjoy something on Monday nights, which is usually boring. So because of what you do, fans like myself get to enjoy something that you guys do wonderful.
Well, thank you for the great compliment, Todd, but it's as much fun for us to be doing this show as it is for you to be listening to it. So, but, yeah, great compliment. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, for me, Todd, it's made me think a lot more. I can take you to the track, and I can take you down pit row, and I can introduce you to all the people, and we can talk about who they are and who they drive for. And that's what I've liked out of the whole deal, is I can actually talk a little bit of ARCA and know a little bit about it. Well, now I know a whole lot about it. It's gotten better. But, you know, Mark, I was thinking here on some of my travels, next year's going to be a completely different animal. We don't know who's coming and who's going and
where they're going to be at.
That's exactly right. You know, there's a group that's going to stay the same. You know, you're going to have the Praters and the Petersons and the Beshams, and you know they're going to stay the same, but then they're going to be some new guys. You know,
and the Cunninghams and all those others too, and it'll be another good year, and hopefully we'll have a lot of new faces next year just to fill out the field even more and make it that more exciting and that more competitive and that much more fun to watch.
Well, Todd, you're always welcome to call in, but last week you would have probably – last week we had the goblins in the studio here. We don't know. Last week was a disaster. It was our first disaster. But I have come up with a game plan on that, and I'm working on it. So if they call for to shoot the scuds, and I don't want to shoot the scuds, I'm going to have an alternative plan set up here and break out the anti-scud book so I can head it off. But I was not prepared last week for that because, you know, Mark and I had already talked. We have been fortunate. During the spring, some of the storms with lightning that would come out through the around the backside, and I'm like, today could be the day that lightning hits the fiber and knocks out the internet. But luckily, it waited till Halloween night, which was appropriate. We didn't have a guest. We had nobody scheduled because of Halloween, because most of the drivers are young.
We had a slow show that night, so if it was going to happen, it was probably the best night for it to happen. Huh, Rowdy?
It was. It really was. It really was. So, hey, the goons and goblins showed up, but they didn't talk a whole lot, Todd.
Oh, they had something against me, Todd, because they weren't letting me be heard on last Monday night. I was in the dark.
What'd you think about all that rain in Texas there, Todd? Did you get to watch that race last night?
I did not get to watch the race because I've been preparing and planning for this trip. But this coming weekend's race, Mark might not know, but you might know, Rowdy, if you've seen my post. This coming weekend's race kind of has a meaning for me. Can you think of what it might be?
Boy.
No.
Me stumped.
Well, this weekend's race is an early birthday present. My birthday's on the 14th.
There you go, Todd. Well, happy birthday, Todd. You deserve it.
But yeah, so yeah, I get to watch all the racing this weekend. So it's going to be wonderful.
Well, I can't think of a better way to enjoy my being at the races, enjoying the racing. So good for you, Todd. More power to you. That's why we enjoy having you on the show.
Anybody want to pick who might win Phoenix in Cup? I'm going with Miles Snyder in the trucks.
Boy.
Hey, you know, guys, Miles gonna have a good piece there. I'm serious. He's gonna have the truck. That 22 Toyota. The Toyota trucks are fast. If you've been watching the truck races, the Toyota trucks are fast.
They have been, but some of the other teams have made their way forward a little bit too. A couple of the Chevy teams have gotten a little better, and you know. Johnny Sauter winning the last two truck races is kind of evidence of that.
Man, is that group is on a roll right now. Oh, man.
Oh, yes, they are, Rowdy.
With Grant winning that race at Talladega, that was awesome, too. You know, anytime you get – and I don't know if I mentioned that, but I believe I did. That was the first time anybody from Alabama had been to Victory Lane since Davey Allison. And that was
about
even,
time, Rowdy. And he drove a heck of a race. Yeah. We had so much fun watching it from the infield, that little group of us that was there and pulling for him. And, it was just good. And that whole team, they're just running really strong right now. And I have to think you have to give them the nod for the championship. And possibly winning again this weekend at Phoenix.
That's right. Well, Todd, on Saturday, Mark and Jeff come down in the infield. Of course, when we say the infield, we got our lawn chairs and a big screen TV right in front of us. And Mark and Jeff, they just went from one end left, from one end turn one to turn four, watching the race and and then they went into the stands on Sunday, and really, Mark, you got every angle of the race except for being in the car.
Pretty much, Rowdy. It was just a great experience. I don't know which I enjoyed better. There are advantages and disadvantages to both being in the grandstands or being in the infield. They're both very enjoyable, and I guess it depends on what you like, but I think I might end up back in the infield again.
Well, I'm an infield. I just like, you know, Todd, Mark had
upper deck, and you had the very front row of the upper deck. Isn't that correct?
We were very lucky to purchase tickets that somebody wasn't able to use, and we had no idea what we had until we got to our seats, and we looked at them, we looked at each other, and we go, yes. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, they scored.
We scored, yes, we did. And but yeah, Sundays almost Sundays will probably always be in the grandstands because we have to make that quick exit, get back to Chi-Town. But maybe not now that Jeff's going to have a little more time. Maybe we'll just take our time getting home then and not pushing it like we usually do.
And that was the first time that in a long time that I actually left on Sunday. I was home by 8 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You know, they've got that traffic situation at Talladega figured out where they just open every lane up and they shoot it out pretty much within an hour, less than 2 hours. The traffic is pretty much cleared out from there.
Yeah, we had no problems getting out. We shot out, and we would have gotten home in really great time if we hadn't had that little hiccup like Don hit also. So that was the only thing that killed us was that accident, the backup of traffic, and just sitting there for 45 minutes. It's no fun, but what can you do?
You know, I think there's three exits right there at Talladega that is still two lanes on both sides of the four lane, and once you cross the bridge, you break into the three and three lanes. And
yeah.
Once you get the other side of the Stuckey exit, that East Cibola exit, it goes towards Atlanta, it goes back to three lane that way. And that's just so that has really, those extra lanes that they've just opened up has really got the traffic out flowing fast. So traffic's not an issue no more.
It allows them to merge in a lot easier and a lot safer, giving them a lot of extra room to do it instead of just trying to cram them all in at one point there on the entrance lanes.
Well, we're down to in NASCAR. We're down to one race before the big race. And guys, I was fortunate in 2011 to go to Homestead, and that was, I've got chill bumps just thinking about it. It's an awesome place to go and watch three winners and three champions crowned and all in one weekend, and it's a special, special weekend in Homestead when that happens.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, Rowdy. I can just imagine how much fun it would be. And, you know, maybe someday we'll be able to do that again.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the weather was perfect that weekend that I was there. We camped out. The only problems I had camping, and I don't very seldom ever complain about camping, but we was backed up next to what looked like a swamp. And, of course, there's a chain-link fence, but I was in a tent, and I woke up the next morning thinking, the mosquitoes really wasn't no issue. But what I woke up the next morning thinking was, what if one of those big anacondas had come to? So Saturday night, I made sure that tent was zipped up tight, my friends.
Oh, Rowdy. Yeah, I guess that's a for real thought down there. So
you got
lucky then.
But they had lots to do. I mean, the weather was perfect. The track officials, everything. It was just a special weekend. Straight shot right down the center of the state, right off the exit. There it is, and then. I loaded up. I left out at 5 a.m. on Monday morning, and I was sitting at my house at 5 o'clock Central Time, which wasn't bad time. And I didn't break no. I stayed 5 miles over the speed limit, and we just rocked right onto the house. Made great time. But if you ever get a chance to go to Homestead to the final race, I highly recommend it. Beautiful facility.
Oh, it's great, Rowdy, except for me, that drives about 18 hours more, so. But someday you just know.
Mark, that's one of those trips you just catch a plane down to Miami and unload in Miami.
Yeah, that sounds the most reasonable. But I really dislike flying nowadays, Rowdy, and you know what? Part of it's because I'm not a little fellow. I'm pretty tall, and those airline seats aren't built for a guy my size.
Yeah, and I don't like wearing a bathrobe and slippers to get there.
At 4 o'clock in the morning to make your darn flight at 6.
Yeah. Well, guys, anything y'all want to talk about before we get off here?
Well, Rowdy, it's a good thing we have this show to talk racing about in the off season, because I'm sure that we'd really be going crazy if we didn't. So, thank goodness we got this show to talk about and have some fun with. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the off season and can't wait till Daytona.
Me neither, Mark. Like I said earlier, the only big event for ARCA that's happening, well, we're pretty much on idle waiting on the schedule right now, but December the 10th got the banquet in Indianapolis and IPR show. And then January the 13th, 14th, and 15th, you should be able to stand out in the front yard and hear them cars testing down in Daytona.
Well, I'm always looking forward to that. I'll have the computer fired up and getting all the information straight on as soon as it comes up.
Well, we'll have some folks down there call us and let us know, give us an update, and we'll have the update and the speeds when they come back on the following Monday night. You know, and Mark, Todd, that's when I was offered this, Monday night just seemed to be the best night to play this. Because it's fresh off of a win or the weekend race, and it seems to have worked up for us.
Well, it's all fresh in our heads, and the memories are fresh, and we're able to relate those back to our listeners. So, yeah, it is a good night to do it. Monday nights are kind of a off night for a lot of us, and I look forward to this now. Keeps me occupied. I really look forward to Monday nights and the show.
Me too, Mark. Me too. Todd, you got anything you want before we get out of here?
No. Just enjoy your guys' week and stay safe, and looking forward to talking to you on Monday.
All right. Have a great birthday too, Mr. Todd.
Happy birthday, Todd. Enjoy. Don't eat too much cake, buddy.
For me, it's just another day.
It is for us too.
And I believe it is next Tuesday, so I'll be talking to you gentlemen before it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy.
Y'all have a great weekend, guys.
This isn't just a race. This is the championship.
At Homestead Miami Speedway, there are no shortcuts, no excuses, no participation trophies. The only thing racing faster than the championship for is your pulse. Because when it comes to the championship, nothing else matters. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship, Ford EcoBoost 400, November 20th. Call 866-409-RACE or visit homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
All right, everyone, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.